Hare Krishna, I want to greet all of you affectionately for this meditation, which is a program which I think many of us have become familiar with. We will hear in this program about the amazing contribution of the most recent avatar, Kali Yuga avatar, the Prema avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we will hear also some of his pastimes and conclude the entire presentation with a meditation, a guided meditation on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think all of us are a little excited because on Tuesday next week, is the annual appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the world over, devotees will gather together in temples, in projects, in their homes to celebrate and sing Joy Sachinandana Gaura Hari, names of Lord Chaitanya. We also start already our celebration today with this Gaura Lila or Gaura meditation. So I would like to start with a question to all of you. It's a question put by one Krishnadas, a disciple of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says, which name is so powerful that when Brahma hears it, he loses his meditation and starts to dance? Which name made Lord Shiva so absorbed in happiness that he forgot his own nakedness when he danced? Which name is so powerful that it liberated or delivered the sinner Ajamil, who was making many mistakes in his life by becoming a violent robber and gangster? Which name turned Valmiki into an ascetic? Which name is chanted by Narada, Shuka as they travel? And which name is chanted in the thousands of names of Ananta Shesha? An immediate answer would be, well, that must be the name of God. But as we will learn or hear in this presentation, this name of Krishna is not ordinarily chanted. There must be some vishesha, some very special addition to this name, which will make the name so powerful that it has all these effects, turning sinners into saints and giving ecstatic symptoms to the mighty creator of this universe, and so on. Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a very special form of chanting the holy name, a form which was not known up till his appearance. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered, once the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered Jagannath Puri, and the king of Puri, Pratapa Rudra, went on the roof to have a better view and see them all. When the king saw these amazing devotees engaging in chanting, you know, dancing down the streets and chanting the names of the Lord, he turned to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, his priest, and he said, when I see these devotees, I'm very much astonished. Now, Pratapa Rudra had seen many, many kirtans in Puri. There were many groups who performed kirtans. Kirtan was well established at his time. But why did he say, when I see these devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm very astonished? Well, he says, I've never seen such an effulgence. Indeed, their effulgence is as brilliant as millions of suns. Nor have I heard in the past the names of the Lord chanted with such ecstasy and so melodiously. It's almost, you know, as if, you know, when I went out, I saw Bhagavad Dharma coming from outside, but he didn't look like millions of suns. He looked cold. But he looked happy. You know? And so there was something special about the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that they looked like rising suns. You were blinded almost by their effulgence. Pratapa Rudra continues. He says, I've never before seen such ecstatic love. Nor did I ever hear the vibration of the holy name of the Lord chanted in such a way, nor have I seen such dancing. Now, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, his priest, replied to this. Well, my dear king, you must know, this sweet transcendental sound is a special creation of the Lord, known as Prema Sankirtan, chanting in love of Godhead. Prabhupada comments on this amazing exchange. He says, Maharaj Pratapa Rudra, the king, admits that the kirtan performed by the associates of the Lord was unique. Because the temple of Jagannath Puri is so attractive, many devotees from all parts of the world came there to perform Sankirtan in glorification of the Lord. And all this was seen and heard by Maharaj Pratapa Rudra. But he said he had never before heard such a Sankirtan, nor seen such attractive features manifested by any devotees. So the answer here is given. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had actually made a special contribution to the world and the art of kirtan. It is special, and I really feel if we celebrate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we need to understand what is so special about his contribution that we also so to say participate in. We are also chanting. I believe that after this class all of you will start to chant in an ecstatic condition of love of Godhead, or at least go on the path where one day you will taste this ecstasy, which will make you so empower you so much that you can say without any problem no to anything that keeps you in the material world, because you have a higher taste. Well, let us start about the prema, the garland of Sankirtan. There is a verse which appears in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, which says, Seidvare achandale kirtana sancha nam prema mala ganti parasil samsa. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread kirtan even amongst the untouchables. He wove a wreath, wreath means a mala, a garland, of the holy name and prema, with which he garlanded the entire world. So let's stop here. A garland usually has two things, a thread and then the flowers on top of it. So in this comparison, Nam Sankirtan, or singing the holy name, is the thread, the flowers are the holy name. However, it is said that this thread is not just singing, it is singing the kirtan with love. It's the love, the prema, the ecstatic feelings of devotion, which, so to say, hold the individual names together. When you chant just names, then just holy names, you will see the names fall all over the place. They lack something that keeps them together. But if you can chant with love and with devotion, at that time you are garlanded with the prema mala kirtan garland of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and your chanting will be ecstatic. It will have taste. Let us be very clear. Singing together is a means. Kirtan is a sadhana, and and prema is the sadhya, the end goal, the aspired goal which the one who chants the holy name wants to reach. No? He has a goal, prema, and he has a means, a process, a methodology which brings him there, kirtan. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement or his contribution, the two are brought together. The kirtan and the prema is brought together. In this way, the individual holy names, who are like flowers, are held together by love. They must be held together by love. Otherwise, it is not the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, when you feel bored when you chant, when you feel uninspired when you chant, when you look at your wristwatch, when is it over and we do something else, when you chant, you most probably have not yet been garlanded by the garland, prema, mala, kirtan garland of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how you can reach or receive your individual garland, your individual gift, that will be the subject matter of this discussion. It's very important, and I have heard this from many Sankirtan or Kirtan leaders who are not in our movement, that they have told me, you have to understand, you have a special gift which we don't have and we can maybe not distribute. Your gift of chanting, your chanting is different than ours. You chant in bhakti, in devotion to Krishna, with love of Krishna, and we chant sometimes just to, as a meditative process. No, it's different. They have said this for, they have admitted it. They have said yes, because you are taught in by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are a part of Krishna, and that when you enter the big fire of Krishna, you, the small spark, begin to dance and become empowered. That is your bhakti tradition that is there. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go every evening into the house of Srivastakur. And I want to talk a little bit about his particular style of kirtan, so that you will become, let me say, inspired to understand the special gift or the Prem Nama gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was around 8:20 when the kirtan started in Sri Vasangam. Before that, Lord Chaitanya took his bath in the Ganga, and but around 8:20, 8:30, many devotees started to move on the banks of the Ganga in the direction of Srivastakur's house. In the house was a big courtyard, and there were several houses around, and Srivastakur had arranged for a seat, a singhasan. Singhasan means a lion seat. It can also mean the seat where a king sits down, and it is also a seat where the Lord is requested to sit down. So Lord Chaitanya sat down on this seat while the devotees were slowly making their entry. At a certain time, the door was locked, which Lord Chaitanya didn't do later in his life. But at this time, he locked the door, and only those who he identified, who came a little later maybe, for them the door was open. It was a closed sangha at that time. This is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and you will understand this shocking news, why it was closed. You thought, well, I thought this is for everyone. Why is it only for special people? Well, it was only for special people in the beginning of the movement. Then it was extended to one and all. But it was a closed sangha because Lord Chaitanya wanted his devotees to get the point. What is Prem Nama Sankirtan in difference to all other sankirtans which were going on at that time? Here the text says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regularly led congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra in the house of Srivastakur every night for one full year. And then it says, Kapata diya kirtan kare paramavesha pashandi hasite aisha napaya pravesha. This ecstatic chanting was performed with the doors closed, so that non-believers who came to make fun could not gain entrance. And Prabhupada comments, chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is open to everyone, but sometimes some people come to disturb the ceremony of chanting. It is indicated herein that under such circumstances, the doors of the temple are closed. Only bona fide chanters should be admitted, others should not. But then, he says, Prabhupada says, there's large scale congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, and we keep our temples open for everyone to join. There's chanting done on the streets, dancing on the streets and festivals and everyone. But there's not only outreach, there is also something which we could call inreach. And for this inreach program, Mahaprabhu closed the door for 1 year. Then after that, up till this present day, the movement goes out and does a lot of outreach. But it was in the beginning an inreach program because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to make sure that the devotees got his gifts. that they accepted it, that they received it, that they understood it, and most importantly, that they could perform such special kirtan, which was different from the others, this Premnam Sankirtan. So let us study a little bit how such an evening looked typically and what went on behind closed doors. Again, I'm taking this from, sorry, I have to adjust here something. Taking this from a disciple of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in a composition which is very beautiful, which I like to study regularly, it is called Auspicious Prayers for Remembering the Eightfold Daily Pastimes of Sri Chaitanya. He says, Ya Shiva Sagrehe Pradosh Samaye Advaita Chandra. In the evening time, the Lord goes to the home of Shiva's Pandit, accompanied by Srila Advaita Chandra and other dear devotees. Meeting with the multitude of his devotees, he tastes and relishes the nectar of topics concerning Lord Hari, and his mind becomes most agitated with the ecstasies of pure love of Godhead. Then he becomes very lustful to relish the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Maybe it could be better translated. Then, becoming very eager to relish the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord, he orchestrates the performance of intensely jubilant Sankirtan, which attains the summit of passionate glorification of the holy names. Thus, I meditate on the daily pastimes of Sri Gaurasunda. This is what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells us about these secret kirtans. But there's one person, his name is Krishna Das, who gives us a direct insight of this. And as you hear this, you will understand what is Prem Naam Sankirtan. It will be something quite fascinating for you, I hope. We can learn a lot. So Lord Chaitanya arrived, and then the bona fide devotees were let in, and he sat down on a throne, a singhasan. Nitai Chand, his associate, came and was holding an umbrella above his head, and Gadadhar was there. He was waving a big chamara whisk. Srivas was there arranging everything so that the devotees were comfortable. He was the host. Sri Advaitacharya took a lamp with five flames, and offered the arati ceremony to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He became so ecstatic in the process that he was overwhelmed with waves of prema, and he looked with one glance on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. During this whole time, a beautiful kirtan was sung with interesting instruments. There were midangas, there were tam-tams, there were small little dampa drums. Some devotees played also flutes. Some were very high, resounding, and some very low sound. And there were bells, there were karatals, and there were big gongs who made such a good sound that it vibrated throughout the universe. This is the description. Now, when the arati ceremony was over, Advaita suddenly suddenly started to roar like a wild lion. He put down the lamp And he started to dance wildly. The kirtan picked up. Mukunda, the singer, sang a beautiful kirtan. Maybe you can join me here. The words are Rama Krishna, repeated. Rama Krishna, Narahari, Gopal Govinda. Rama Krishna Narahari Gopal Govinda.
Rama Krishna Narahari Gopal Govinda.
Rama Krishna Narahari Gopal Govinda.
Rama Krishna
Narahari Gopal Govinda.
Rama Krishna Narahari
Gopal Govinda.
Rama Krishna Narahari Gopal Govinda.
Rama Krishna Narahari Gopal Govinda.
Rama Krishna Narahari Gopal Govinda.
And as we heard, the kirtan became more and more lively, more and more intensely. This is not an ordinary religion anymore. It is the pure experience of the sweetness and the loveliness and the absolute ecstatic nature of Krishna. There was a great dancer in the assembly of devotees. His name was Vrakeshvara Pandit. And he danced in transcendental rapture. Rapture is a state of consciousness where you are no longer connected with the world of the senses, but you are inside and you experience something divine, really. So he was known as the greatest of dancers, and he danced in very elegant movements. But then all of a sudden, when transcendental emotions overcame him, Vrakeshvara Pandit, he started to dance up and down and then move in circles, like we have seen in the Sufi tradition. No, this moving in circles was there. Gadadhar, Srivas, Goridas, and also Haridas joined him, and they started to build groups of singers which ran crisscross through the courtyard of Srivas Thakur. This was very, very amazing. I'm sorry, I have something here with my microphone. Gets a little affected by the ecstasy. Oops! let me keep this here because it's a special evening. It requires a special dress. they began to run back. You can see this sometimes when kirtans are happening. A great feeling comes into certain groups of devotees, and they start to really run left and right and so on. This is bona fide. Others were just standing on the side, and they gave the rhythm. Tatai, tatai, tatai. Tatai, they said, I don't know, they made the, you know, when a lot of people make tatai, 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 it gets the atmosphere gets uplifted. they became so blissful that they forgot everything in the world. It became so much attractive that Shiva gave up his meditation, Brahma came with his swan, and even Indra, who was engaged in the royal court in seeing his own dancing girls dance, came down and looked. They had goose pimples, and they washed the assembly with showers of tears. This was how the devotees performed Prem Nam Sankirtan. Now, some of the devotees who were there were inspired to spontaneously offer services to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For instance, Shuklambar Brahmachari, he put a sandalwood paste, which is very cooling, on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and afterwards on all the devotees. Others placed betel nuts in the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which he chewed with great delight. And meanwhile, the sounds of the kirtan just increased. Conch shells were added, madanga and kartals were there from the beginning. And it is described that this all auspicious sound bent the inauspicious things in the universe. In our movement, we have also understood this. Whenever there is trouble, devotees come together to chant for a long amount of time. And afterwards, they often experience that the trouble was only a mental imagination. But even there are other experiences that the trouble, which was also observed by many others, it's, in other words, not a subjective trouble, but an objective trouble, has disappeared. It seems that the sound vibration of auspicious sounds can drive away the sound vibration of inauspicious sounds. This is so because on a deeper level, this universe is understood to be made out of various patterns of vibrations. No? Vibration. You have all read the books and heard the books of this theory that actually this, what we perceive as firm matter, is really only different particles swinging in various vibrational patterns. It's a way to look at the world. So, yes. So, at one stage, the devotees made this sound: drum, drimiki, drimiti, drimi. Drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi. Maybe we should introduce this, you know, it's really nice. Drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi. Drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi. And the kartals, the medangas, the gongs would all vibrate in this rhythm. Drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi. You know, and the whole thing, boom, 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 boom. It was really an art of kirtan which happened. It announced a very special event in the evening. And that event was that Lord Chaitanya would leave his throne and he, the Lord of Dance, would start to dance and chant Prem Nam Sankirtan. He would show, you know, what this means. We all remember the kirtan up to this stage was led by one singer, Mukunda Das, but now he was joined by three other singers, Srivas Thakur, Ramananda, and Vasu came. And then Lord Chaitanya rose and he entered the dance arena. Then he stepped, drum, dremiki, dremiki, dremi. It was very gracious. However, the impact of his stepping on the earth was so intense that the earth was trembling. Yeah. And he started to pick up. He danced very gently. The devotees were absolutely mesmerized by the elegance of the Lord. Then, all of a sudden, he became very slow, and his dancing reminded everyone of what they had heard of Krishna's dancing. Krishna's very, very premika dancing, no? And he would get, he would remember Krishna and long for Krishna. He would fill the atmosphere by his loud calling out for Krishna. Where is the Lord of my life who's playing his flute? He would ask. What shall I do now? Where shall I go to find the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna? To whom shall I speak? Who can understand my feelings in my heart? Without Krishna, my heart is broken. He started to get into a very special mood, which is known as the mood of Vipralamba, deep separation, feelings of separation or longings, you could say, for Krishna. His whole intention or attention and all his senses turned inside where he saw Krishna in the courtyard of his heart appearing. And he became jubilant. He had been feeling great pains in his heart due to his separation from Krishna. And in his jubilant mood, he started to change his posture. He took his hands up as if he was holding a flute, and he crossed the right leg over the other leg and took a form which is known as the Tribhanga pose of Krishna, the threefold bending pose. And suddenly, out of extreme feelings of love, he perspired so much that it seemed the streams of Mother Ganga were washing over his body. My dear devotees, my dear listeners, and mainly also my dear skeptic listeners, you must agree, this is not a normal musical kirtan performance. There is something else in there. There are deep devotional feelings which give rise to these amazing ecstasies. If you only would look at the outward manifestations, devotees who roar like lions and who dance very wildly and who jump over each other and so on, you would think, what is this? But if you understand that there was intense Prem Nam Sankirtan going on, you would like to join that assembly. We are reminded of Friedrich Nietzsche. He said, and those who danced were thought to be insane by those who didn't hear the music. Once again, and those who danced were thought to be insane or mad by those who didn't hear the music. I remember once I was coming from an evening program in Berlin, and we were driving to where we are and past the Brandenburger Gate. And before the Brandenburger Gate, you know, it was winter, so the windows of the car were closed. People were moving. And I thought, what is this? They were really moving, like, and they moved in a way I had never seen them, that people move. Then I became interested, and I lowered the window, and I heard there was a special type of music going on, which made people move like that. So in the same way, there is a special type of music going on in the Prema Nam Sankirtan. And you have to see behind the melodies the devotional secrets which were going on. You are also reminded of Rumi, who said, we should see the secret behind the notes. You know, the satam, the music. No? Yes. So this devotional feelings which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered his kirtan with, these devotional feelings come from what he called Vipralamba Bhava, the mood of separation from Krishna. In this world, we feel often desires for something. We feel a desire, oh, I wish that the good old times would come again. Or we feel maybe a desire for good health. Or those who are in relationships would maybe like an improvement in their relationships to their children, to their spouses, their partners. Or those who have no partners, who have not married, may feel the desire, oh, hopefully I will meet someone. No, we have a desire. But Lord Chaitanya thought there is one desire which is stronger than all of our other desires, and that is the desire for God, or the desire to finally close that hole in the heart which makes every step painful, that hole which is a God-shaped or Krishna-shaped hole. This desire of the soul, we all feel as human beings that I need to do something to improve my situation. There are very, very few people who say, my life is all right the way it is. There is nothing I need or nothing I have. But behind all these desires, there's the desire of the soul for God. And as long as we don't address this desire, we will try to address the spin-offs, the neben effect, the side effects of this desire. A desire for a safety, a desire for good relationships. I'm not saying we don't need safety in our life. I'm not saying we don't need good relationships. I'm only saying that we should not look at these desires in an isolated way and isolate them, separate them, taking them away from the Adi, the original longing, the voice of the soul, who cannot become happy in this world with purely material things. Because he is not from this world, the soul. You know, we are spiritual beings living in the material world, longing for our original home again. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought the chanting of the holy names, and he added to the chanting this mood, this feeling, this bhava, this intense longing, which he discussed in his Shikshastakam prayers. He said this in text 5, Ayi nanda tanu yakinkaram patitang mam vishame bhavam budho. My dear Lord, I'm now separated from you. I'm in the ocean of the material world, and I'm not feeling happiness in my heart. I request you sincerely to please now come and take me out of this ocean and fix me to the place where I belong, that is the safe place of your lotus feet. This prayer is known to all those who have entered the Prem Nam Sankirtan. It forms, so to say, it's the underlying vibration. It's the secret behind the notes. It's, so to say, the music behind the dance. It is the feeling which is empowering the kirtan and making it extraordinary. This is the feeling, the loving feeling, which makes a depressed man look like a rising sun. because he is empowered with devotional feelings. A good way in which we can do this or have this feeling of devotional is simply before you start your kirtan, or at least when you are in your kirtan, to think this is about the essence of kirtan, what this is all about. It's the call of the soul for God. It's actually a calling out for sambandha. Sambandha means a relationship, a divine relationship. It is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, if you translate it as a prayer, if you take this mood as a prayer, you will arrive at this beautiful prayer, please Radha, please Krishna, engage me again in your service. What this means in actual way is, please bring me to you. Please bring me to you. No? Please take me out of this world of birth and death, and fix me again as an atom, or make me safe, bring me to the safe place of your lotus feet, so that I can be in my original position as a spiritual soul. So I would suggest we do the following. We have 10 more minutes. This is the Gora meditation, so we need to meditate a little. What we will do is, we will have a little meditation. What? No, I'm looking to you to tell me. Good? Drum, drimiki. No, we won't do that. I request you to sit straight. And to center yourself, it means come together with your attention. The way we do it is by becoming mindful. It's called Deha Dharana, simple practice. Please just arrive in your body. Feel your feet. Where are the feet? Some of you don't even feel your feet any longer. You know. Some connection is necessary. No? Feet. Legs, the upper body, relax. Bring your attention to your face, relax. Take a few deep in-breaths and out-breaths. Thank you. Yes, Lord Chaitanya steps on the earth while dancing. The entire earth is impacted. He moves in slow and elegant movements and looks like the best of dancers. Nanda, Nanda, Nanda. As he is reminded of Krishna, he asks, "Where is the Lord of my life, who's playing on his flute? Where shall I go to find Krishna, to whom can I even speak about this? Who can understand? Without the son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, my heart is broken." As he yearns and longs for Krishna in all his intention, and attention goes inside, he suddenly sees the Lord playing on his flute.
Yeah.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare.
My dear devotees, I request you to try something in this kirtan which you may try for the first time. Try to connect with the you behind the thoughts. I'm serious. There is a self that is not affected by your thoughts. Try to connect with that entity, being behind the ordinary thought traffic that goes on in our life. And if you can connect a deeper place in you, try to sing in a emotional feeling to Krishna, I only want to be accepted by you. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Everyone please sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
One more time, everyone.
Hare Krishna.
Very much. So the point of this beautiful remembrance of the early kirtans of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was that he wanted to bring his devotees together, concentrate them, have them in a school, so to say, where they would become strong in his particular expression of kirtan. It was a love school, if you so want, where they would learn to not just sing, but to sing with a bhava, a certain mood which is known in Mahaprabhu circles, in Vipralamba Bhava, in academic circles as the Viraha Bhava, the mood of giving the longing of the soul a name, that is longing for the loving relationship with Krishna. No? That immediately gives all, makes all our longings contributing factors and so on, which come from that original longing, the longing for the Lord. This is the gift of Lord Chaitanya, Prem Nam Sankirtan. He wanted it to be distributed all over the world, but for that he needed devotees, and they needed to be to understand this, so that there would be a garland, a Prem Nama Mala, a garland with a string of love inside and individual holy names outside, around the world. Thank you very much for listening, for being with us. Please watch the Instagram and Facebook faces, or if you want to be invited in live, please go to Kala Kanta. She will put you on the list, so that you get a notification of the next Gaura Lila evening. We have such a list, a Gaura meditation evening. I wish you all the best, and see you all together on Tuesday for Gopurnima. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Good. Yeah, Hare Krishna, everybody. Dann. Ist schon, also das verdient schon unsere Aufmerksamkeit, dieses Thema. Ne? Also das, ich denke wirklich so, also rein jetzt aus mit persönlicher Reflexion. Ich glaube, ohne das kann man nicht sein Chanten aufrechterhalten. Es wird schwierig sein mit 16 Runden, wo no feelings sind. Es wird einfach, wir finden das dann trocken. Es scheint so, als würden wir auf Sand trocknen, Sand kauen. Und es ist auch gar nicht so gedacht von Lord Chaitanya, dass wir das so machen. Wir vermissen einen essentiellen Teil bei unserem Japa und Kirtan natürlich, in erster Linie Kirtan, wenn wir nicht diesen Punkt in unser Leben ein fühlen. Und nur aus rein autobiografisch, also von meiner eigenen Erfahrung her, ich habe das auf dem schweren Weg lernen müssen. Ihr wisst, dass ich oft, also einmal im Jahr, diese langen Chant-Marathons mache. In den Zeiten, als ich jung war, und waren das astronomische Rundenzahlen. Ich habe dann einmal gemerkt, ich hatte an diesem Tag nur 120 Runden gechantet. Und ich fühlte mich abgeschlagen an dem Tag danach. Und da habe ich mir gedacht, halt, hier ist irgendwas, stimmt nicht, hier ist irgendwas entsetzlich krank mit mir. Das ist der Prozess. Man hört, das ist blissvoll und ich fühle mich einfach nur abgeschlagen und fertig. Da habe ich irgendwas übersehen bei der Praxis. Und ich wusste nicht die Antwort darauf, ehrlich gesagt. Ich habe dann einfach weitergemacht, weil ich Vertrauen habe, und zwar mit weniger Runden, und habe das dann also von diesen astronomischen Ziffern runtergebracht auf etwas, was da ist, was einfach geht für den Körper und den Geist. Aber mich hat das einfach gefuchst. Was habe ich übersehen? Warum fühle ich mich manchmal abgeschlagen? Und ich merkte, alles, was man ohne Liebe tut, wird langweilig und dröch, wenn man kein Geld dafür kriegt. Aber selbst wenn man Geld dafür kriegt, dann wird es irgendwann unerträglich. Aber alles, was man mit Liebe tut, da braucht man auch kein Geld und gar nichts, da braucht man auch nicht Anerkennung für. Das beflügelt einen, das bringt einen voran. Und dann, ja, dann die nächste Frage, wie komme ich aber dahin, das, also Feeling zu haben, devotional Feelings zu haben. Und diese Frage will ich heute nicht beantworten, weil ich glaube, dass es wirklich etwas ist, was ihr werdet es nur verstehen, wenn ihr selber diese Frage habt in eurem Herzen. Das Geheimnis, das geht da um tiefe spirituelle Themen. Das kann nicht verstanden werden, ohne dass eine Begierde da ist. Also die Frage muss man selber stellen und die Antwort muss man selber finden, glaube ich. Wie kann ich mein spirituelles Leben mit Liebe ausführen? Das mag auch anders sein. Ich glaube persönlich, dass es keine maßgeschneiderten Wege gibt. Ich glaube nur, es gibt eine Regel. Wie lange willst du noch durch dein Leben gehen, ohne die Juwelenmine im Inneren gehoben zu haben? Oder wie es Rumi sagen würde, du bist bisher nur am Rand des Ozeans gegangen und hast deine Gewänder hochgehoben, um bloß nicht nass zu werden. Aber du musst reinspringen in den Ozean und tiefer und tiefer und nochmal tiefer tauchen. Rumi, sehr schön. Ja, danke ganz herzlich für die Teilnahme. Das war nach längerer Zeit mein erster Gora-Meditationsabend. Ich habe es total genossen, mich vorzubereiten darauf. Ich hoffe, dass ein bisschen von der Begeisterung für diese Themen auf euch übergeschwappt ist und euch berührt hat irgendwo. Ja, wie ihr alle wisst, ich habe es eben angesagt, wir haben ein großes Fest geplant in Berlin zu Lord Chaitanyas Erscheinungstag am Dienstag. Ich weiß, dass es besondere Überraschungen gibt, darunter auch ein Theater mit den Jugendlichen von Canopria produziert oder wie sagt man das, directed oder so, entwickelt, wie immer man das sagt, ne? Und schöne Dinge. Und es wird bestimmt sehr eng werden im Tempel, also ich kann euch, es ist halt nicht so groß wie das Schloss, also dieser Raum ist, sagen wir mal so, wir bräuchten eigentlich einen größeren Tempel. Und ich glaube, wenn wir solche Veranstaltungen machen, können wir vielleicht Krishna überzeugen, dass er uns einen gibt. Gut. Wenn er möchte. Hare Krishna, ich höre hier mal auf. Hare Krishna.